You're my lightning rod, Iris.
Girl's gotta be her own hero every now and again.
I make the toys, I mean.
I love you.
To me, you've been dead for centuries.
I am the future Flash.
My Iris West mattered.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Through the Pipeline. This is crazy. We haven't recorded an episode in forever. It's literally been... years. I'm kidding.
It
hasn't been.
Honestly, right. It feels like it. The Flash has been off for centuries.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, with that being said, let's get into it. So we're just going to review the entire Mirror arc because here's the thing. So season 6 happened and then we lost a couple episodes and then they finished it up with this season. So I thought we should just review it all at once and talk about it and just... Since it's going to be gone now forever, finally, I think we just should just appreciate it. So,
you have no idea.
With that being said, Flash Museum, CCPD, or Iron Heist for the Mirror arc? I'm going to go first. So I think for me, I would say CCPD. This is only because in the middle of the arc when Mirror Iris is trying to trick Barry, it wasn't doing it for me that much, but the beginning was strong and the end that we just saw, the finale, was great. Those parts were great, so I'm gonna say it was more in the middle for me. How about you, Sab?
Actually, I have to say this one, I think it's CCPD, but only because they dragged out Iris being in the mirror for so long. At some point, it just became ridiculous. But towards the beginning, I was very, very excited with the storyline. I just wanted to know what was going on. And honestly, Barry can choke because there's no reason as to why he couldn't tell that wasn't her when she's able to tell. It's not him within seconds. That was unrealistic. And the entire arc and storyline was very interesting, but I feel like they dragged it out for too long. She should have only been in there for a while and then come out and fight. I didn't see the point of her being in there for the whole, basically the whole other half of the season. Yeah. And it didn't make sense. It felt at times lost. And it was so stupidly annoying to just see Barry just be completely useless in every sense of the way. And I'm kind of tired now of him losing his speed, gaining his speed. Get it. We understand. I just want fresh stories, completely away from all that jazz. I'm tired.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we're finally, especially with the technically finale, we're finally getting to a place where it's okay, we're removing all the stuff that we use, the patterns, Wells.
Oh, thank God they're gone.
Wells is gone, all that stuff. They're finally kind of trying to set up a new story. Not there weren't new storylines, but a new way to do the show and a new formula, I guess, with whatever time they have left. Because they keep stressing interviews. Yeah, we're almost done. We have so much time. Using interviews, we're getting there. So they're trying to spice it up a little bit. Which I'm kind of excited to talk about and see. So with that, let's move on. So the Mirror arc took forever. So let's start at the beginning. So how do we think Mirror Iris held up as our mini villain?
I feel like I honestly truly enjoyed seeing Iris as a villain. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like Candace is such a talented actress that she's able to work with the limited materials that she gets. And it kind of shows, she is, a strong actress, and she's actually one of the best actresses that they have on the show. Everybody else need a couple more classes. I don't connect with their storyline. When you take someone like Cecile, it's all over the place. Their emotion, they're trying to emote, it doesn't correlate. It's just all over the place. But to see her portray Iris as a villain, she made it a completely different, where you could differentiate between Mirror Iris and actual Iris, and you can see the emotion. Even if she doesn't speak, you see it in her eyes, and it's very subtle. And I think it was very well done, as opposed to how we've seen other actors and actresses play different versions of themselves terribly. When you take Caitlyn and Killer Frost, there's very little difference between them. I don't understand how somebody can be that bad at their job, like when one of them is clearly evil and the other one is supposed to be the good one and you can't tell the difference. Like, either the writing truly sucks or the actors don't know what they're doing. And I'm gonna give Danielle a bone here and say that she's working with really awful writing. Granted, she's not the strongest actress.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was really nice to see that arc and to see it being well played by someone who was able to handle it in all its capacities.
Right, yeah, I agree. I think that Candace does a really good job at, like, differentiating between the two sides, like, being a villain, like, essentially being good with, like, Iris. So I think she did a really good job with that. I think Mira Iris, like, I would have liked to have Mira Iris for at least, like, another episode or, like,
yes,
something. Oh my God. Because not even just, like, the action-wise, like, there's, like, her finally, like, figuring out, like, her place and, like, what she wanted to do. I feel like that was cut short.
Stay longer just so she can bury again. I know it sounds bad, but, like that scene with the... I feel like that was one of the most exciting action scenes we have gotten so far in that season. It was so well executed. It was well done. Like, when she pulled out those sword arms, like, it was pretty cool. And you got to see, like, this new thing that they did with the characters. And I feel like at this point, everybody just wants something new, something fresh. And it's like, it's 7 years in. There are so many ways you can go with the story. And I feel like they're just doing it safe. And it shows because they're losing viewers. And the show's getting stagnant and boring. And it's just very interesting. Like, whenever they have, like, a new character or somebody plays a different version of their character, it's always so interesting because you truly feel like it's a different character, even though you've seen this person on screen for 7 years. Even last week, slightly, with Barry just losing his emotions, Grant did such a good job with that. He, like, you saw him just slowly becoming more robotic and less emotional until he was stagnant.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
A robot. And it was fantastic to see. And I think, like, if they get good materials, they act it out and you see it and it's enjoyable and it brings this freshness to the show. So
yeah I agree. I think that them changing it up a bit, having like different arcs and like bringing things in, like Grant did a great with the recent episode with like the more stagnant like robotic Barry. So just like them trying to find new things and changing up a bit is really good, and I like it. So I'd say that Mira Iris held up really well as like the mini villain this season. So mid-season we saw Eva and leave Iris and Camilla inside the mirror, and obviously, Candace did some good acting in that the more Iris-centric episodes. So, I remember during the finale that she said that Eva must have taken her powers away. So, do we think that's true? Or do we think we'll see Eva, like, again at some point? And one more thing. Do you think Iris is going to talk to Barry about the stuff Mira Iris said? Like, all the little hints she was dropping, he didn't really, like, you know, all the, that, like, one conversation they had in their loft, and he was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, yeah, you're, like, you're the Flash, you're supposed to save me, something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I personally, this might be an unpopular opinion, but personally, I want Iris to be the maddest woman Central City has ever seen. I want her to be so upset that her father didn't see anything was wrong with her.
Right.
Her friends didn't notice she was missing. Her husband slept with a mirror version of her. And even though she was exuding all of these exotic and weird behaviors that any person who hasn't been close to her in a while can pick up, they didn't. And to make matters worse, she came out of that coma. She had to fight and defeat them together. And afterwards, and everybody's acting like they did it and they accomplished this thing. It's like, that you can't just put a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. Like, that's not going to fix it. Like, she was literally stuck in another world watching everybody that she knows goes on and continue their lives without her.
Yeah.
And to make matter worse, they did not even for a second notice that something was wrong with her. And to me, it speaks volumes to the way that they write her character and the other characters, because she's never been able to express emotions. She's never been able to be angry or upset. She's never been able to be fully multifaceted. Right. And that's one thing I'm wishing Eric would finally do, is just to let her be upset. I feel like it would do some good for her to be upset. For her to act like a human being, to recognize that I'm putting my life on the line with you guys all the time.
Yeah.
When something's wrong with any of you, I'm advocating for you, I'm standing up for you, I'm fighting for you, I'm recognizing something is wrong with you, and I'm there for you. No one noticed anything. And yeah. on top of that, she constantly has to carry the team and give pep talks and this, that, and the third. And in regards to the power, honestly, I think, of course, they're going to bring back Eva. Like, it was way too easy. She just left and went back. And all of us, first of all, I hated the ending. I wanted violence. I wanted violence. I wanted a fight. I wanted Eva to lose. I wanted her to shatter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense why they just let her go, because she said she's not going to do it again. That's stupid. I think that's one of the reasons why Team Flash are awful.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And honestly, in regards to Iris keeping the powers, I feel like they might do something where she kind of holds a bit of the power, but not all of it.
Yeah.
As you can see, even with the lightning rod and just like the Speed Force, it lived within her. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to that storyline. But I feel like Iris herself, because she's like the mother to the Flash people,
mm-hmm.
I feel like she's just very powerful. So there may be a chance she's harboring powers that she doesn't even know.
Yeah,
but I don't want to see her with mirror powers. I want to see with something else, something cool, something related to Barry Speed, because she's the matriarch of the Flash family. Like, they all, like, without her, they wouldn't exist, like, quite literally.
Yeah, and at least now she definitely, like, did. Like, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I think her powers, if she does have them, will probably be related to more speed than the mirror. Mm-hmm. But overall, honestly, I was kind of disappointed with the way that they let her use her powers, because I thought they would have shown us she has gotten, if not as powerful as Eva, or slightly good powerful. Like, the only thing she used her powers for, quote-unquote powers, was to just stop the mirror shards, which was like, okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
But it was really useless. So.
Yeah, I really wish she would have gotten to, like, do... I hope... It's not that, like, Iris needs powers or anything like that. She doesn't need them, but it would be cool to see her have, like, more powers. I don't know. Especially with her creating the speed, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But, like, that would be cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I agree. I hope that we'll see Eva again. I liked her as a villain. I think she has a lot more to explore. And I really hope Iris and Iris and Barry, Iris and Barry are going to talk about all the stuff that Mira Iris brought up, because she did bring up some, like, some good points about, like, Iris's feelings. Like, I hope they kind of address that. I also hope, like, I know Iris gets some new hair in season 7, I don't know if it's, like, wishful thinking, but I really hope we get, like, a scene with her just, like, you know, reckoning with all the stuff that she went through, and, like, maybe having, like, oh, she doesn't have to, like, cut her hair, but, like, maybe having, like, a moment that would lead to that, like, just like an emotional, like,
I want to see her cry, I want to see her cut
her
hair.
You know, I want to see something like that.
I'm
just, like,
hoping
nice for
seeing a scene where she washes her hair, she goes back to her natural short hair. I want to see that, and I wanted just her to now say, I'm gonna be my authentic self. Like, I want so much from her, and I feel like the writers are gonna give us the very, very bare minimum.
Yeah.
We're gonna eat it right up, too.
Yeah, that definitely would be really nice. I think even if they don't get her natural hair, I think at least something similar, so we get to see her, like, kind of just, like, either, like, reckoning with all stuff that she went through in the mirror. Like, she was, like, there was, like, a point where she was, like, being tortured almost, honestly, and that doesn't, like, leave you. So I hope they don't pass off, like, her new look. She's like, oh, I like your hair. Like, you know, I want it to be, like, a why did she change everything about, like, how she looks? Like, is there a reason why? Like, what's going on? I don't want them to ignore her emotions, because this is obviously an emotional thing that she went through. Like, they spent, like, almost a whole episode going through her emotions in, like, season 6. Like, I hope that, or, like, focusing on her be, like, tortured in the mirror. So I want them to, like, just focus on her emotions, and just even then the stuff that Mira Iris said, she's like, I want them to just focus on all that, because that's important, and they don't do that enough. So yeah, I agree. All right, so the finale definitely had, like, a lot of impact into it, but it was pretty well paced. So what was your favorite part of the finale, and are there any questions the finale brought up for you? So
my favorite part of the finale absolutely has to be the Barry and Iris scene, although they were very limited, very short. There weren't much physical contact, of course, due to COVID. We understand that. They were just very essential, and they tied them back to season 1. And I really like seeing that. Whenever they tie, like, characters to like previous season things that happened. Like I really enjoyed it, like with Cisco and Harrison. Like even though the Harrison that he was close to wasn't the one that came to say goodbye to him, but you still felt like there was a familiarity, and he was like, how can you miss somebody you don't know?
Right.
And I really do enjoy that. So I would have to say my favorite moment has to be when Barry's talking to Iris about, despite being the paragon of hope, she's his heart, and she gives him hope, and he wouldn't exist or be able to do this without her. And he touches her, and he feels a lightning the same way she felt when in season one when he was in a coma, and again when she figured out he was the Flash on the bridge. So that was pretty exciting. And the hug, yeah, where it mirrored season one episode, yeah, one, when she was in the cafe and she jumped into his arms. Mm-hmm. That was pretty neat. And I really truly would say those were the best scenes out of the episode, because they were truly the only exciting scenes. The rest were just fillers. Different, yeah, stuff and things that was going on. The finale felt just, there was a lot going on, but yet so little.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. My favorite scenes were definitely the ones between Barry and Iris, and like the parallels and all, like the season one callbacks. That was beautiful. But I think, yeah, there was like either not enough going on or too much going on. Like for example, they had that moment with Cisco where he like made artificial versions of his vibe powers,
I was so upset.
What, like, because they didn't even introduce that, they just kind of like they were like hey, like Cisco did this thing one day and like now we're just gonna
I'm upset because why would he take away his organic powers to only then recreate them with some sonic robotic version? Like I'm so upset. Like first of all, they have butchered Cisco's characters. He used to be this fun kid, now he's just this character that maybe say five lines, and he's just exposition, and he doesn't add much to the storyline, and every two episodes he disappears into the world researching crap. And I truly hate it. And I hated it when they took away his powers, and I hated it now when they keep trying to bring back his powers with just other things that can replace it. Like, either give him back his powers or just don't bring it up at all. Because
Because, even with the Iris thing, like, having her be, like, having the Speed Force inside her, like, I think they could also do that with Cisco. Because they literally...
Especially with Cisco. Right, he has such a good power.
Exactly. Like, they literally use, like, science to get rid of Cisco's powers. Like, that doesn't... There's no way that those powers are really gone.
And it's so easy to give him back his powers. You could just easily say, yes, even though this serum was supposed to suppress his medicines, his powers are very strong, and they overcame the serum and they have somehow mutated or something, and he's stronger now than ever.
Right.
Love it.
Right, because that's literally science, and the Speed Force is kind of more like a mystical kind of thing, you know? Yeah, so
the Speed Force, do you understand it? Because I feel like they changed the rules every two seasons, it changes. Like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Listen, girl, just let it go.
Is the Speed Force a place or no? Because at first it was a place, just now it's not it a place. Go. Like,
just let it go, girl. We can't just let it go. The Speed Force is at this point, it's about to get more complicated, because we're getting the speed, the strength, the still, and the stage force. So I don't even know what that's gonna look like. What do we think that's gonna look like? I don't know. I think for me, I just like to see, like, even though I don't know much about all the other forces, because I did not do my research, sorry.
Me neither.
I just think that that's a cool new twist, and I think obviously that they have their own, if they're like the Speed Force, they obviously have their own like rules and like qualities, which would definitely bring something new, and maybe like new, like not, I don't even know if they're called speedsters, like, but maybe like some like new.
They are speedsters, I think.
They're speedsters, okay.
Yeah, like Bart, he gets his powers from one of them.
All right.
Yeah, so it's, Yeah, it's basically the Speed Force, but, like, different version of it, I suppose.
Yeah, that's cool. So we'll definitely get to see, like, new introductions like that, and, like, hopefully they make it interesting. I'm really excited to see that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that Iris creating or being the source of power for this has to mean something. Like, if first of all, her having the Speed Force...
And her should mean something.
Yeah, it should mean something. Like, first of all, not even, like, because they were like, yeah, Iris had the Speed Force. Like, why?
It's not like, even that. So does that mean, like, Iris is a speedster? She just chooses not to activate her speed powers? Because a speedster is somebody with the speed force within them. So if she has it, that means she's a speedster. No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless they're gonna do the she's from the future thing, which again is a headache.
Yeah, so, they started doing that. Like, that maybe
that would make sense, because then it would be like, well, because in order, because even in the first episode, when she touched Barry, she had the spark, so that would mean like the spark was in her even prior to that.
Okay, that just reminded me of something, because with Nash. Or what's Harrison? Harrison, yeah.
One of them.
Harrison, when he left at the end of the episode, Cisco asked him, how do you time travel? And he said, like, with the multiverse particles, and then he went away. Right. So,
yeah, if just Iris... Just think of a time and a place.
Right. So, if Iris is from the future, and, like, is a speedster, maybe somehow all of that will, like come together to explain why she is... Or, like, how she got here, or whatever.
It makes sense, because in the comic books, I think, when the version, when she was from the future, it was that Joe had adopted her or something along those lines. But they can still keep Joe as her father, but, like, they could say, like, her mother was from the future or something. Yeah. Since she's dead, she can't really make an argument. R.I.P. Francine.
Yeah.
So then, I feel like that would be pretty cool. And for her to be in this century and she not know she's from the future.
Yeah, right.
Which would lead to a lot of questions, which I don't think the CW will handle well at all. But it would be very interesting to see. Because I have a feeling that her creating those other forces are going to be able to give her additional powers.
Maybe.
And... She has to. I mean, she created them. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Like, they exist because of her. So
yeah.
And what happens with? Because she's a human being. She's gonna die. Like, when she dies, do they die? Like, what goes on? So it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Because, like, I think, especially with her, like, having that, and, like, being that speedsters can technically time travel because they can go so fast, like, you know. So. Mm-hmm. I think, like, with Nash, whatever, the Wiles that was there, the original one, I keep saying Nash, because they all look the same.
Honestly, I'm so sick of the Wiles, I'll just call them the Wiles.
Yeah, the Wiles, right, I keep saying Nash, forgive me, Wiles fans, I'm sorry. With him saying all that about the multiverse particles, and, like, her, like, possibly, like, being a speedster, like, I just think that would be cool. And with that leads into our next kind of question. So one of the Flash fans brought up a theory. Loki Lilac says that, I think in some form Barry will see Nora again while recreating or re-entering the new Speed Force.
Which Nora?
See, okay, I think Nora West Allen.
I think it's his mother, because remember those leaked pictures of emo Nora, OG Nora?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be his mother, but honestly... Yeah. First of all, yes, I am going to put on my clown shoes and my nose and my red hair. I'm coming out and I'm saying it. I hope Donovan shows up. I've been saying it for like four seasons now, and I will continue to say it.
Please.
But the CW hates me, so I will never win. But honestly, it would be something, though, to just see at least Barry see an alternative... Right. Timeline and just see Dawn instead of, like, imagine it, because it'll make sense, though. He imagines, like, he expects to see Nora, his daughter, but instead of Nora, it's Dawn. Like, it makes sense. It's just they're stupid and they're not gonna do it for reasons because they hate me.
I think she was referring to Nora, like, Nora West Allen in this statement. So I think She could definitely.
I really do hope she comes back.
Yeah, right.
Again, I like Jessica. Hated Nora with everything in me. Hated that.
I want to give Nora the benefit of the doubt because I like Jessica. But like looking back, Nora was not the best show.
She was a little demon.
She was awful. Yeah.
From the very beginning to the end.
Yeah, I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt, but yeah. So I think that we'll. It makes sense that we could see her again, especially with all of this forces. Like, I hope that there's a moment at some point where they at least hear her voice again. Like, not even, like, some, like, flashback type stuff. Like an actual, like, new, like, line. Because I think that with them being this, like, at least with Barry and Iris being so connected to the Speed Force at this point, like, with Iris creating her own Speed Force, and they even brought
it up. It makes sense, though, because right. Iris right. loves her. She's, right. like, when she thinks of love, she thinks of her. So it would make right. sense if she were one of those people that the Speed Force imitates, just like right. when Barry is, like, down, the Speed Force
right. right.
takes Iris form or Joe or his mom or dad or some people he cares right. about.
Right.
So I feel yeah. like it makes sense. So I'm not going to rule it out only because right. it's good sense. And we've seen like examples of it in the past.
Right. Especially like her being like, if I was just connected to the Speed Force, especially her being like her Speed Force manifestation, that would be great. I think to see her again. Cause like, I know that the Speed Force can like, at least at some points it like brought up how Nora was feeling. Like she feels very happy. This like, she would like Speed Force would say stuff like that. Like as if they could feel Nora's emotions, like mm-hmm. his mother's emotions. So I think that would be really nice in a way to bring Jessica back, and it would just be.
I have a question.
Like, I don't know. You know what? What's your question?
So okay, Nora, did she just okay when she turned into dust? Does that mean she no longer existed? Did she go back to where she came from?
What I don't even think we can say that anymore because of the fact that the well is the one that just left. With the multiverse particles brought that up. Like, he was talking about like how like he has all the memories of the wells and like the multiverse particles like allowed him because he was like dead, like whatever. I think when she like evaporated like into the multiverse, but not the fact that she's like actually dead, because even if she got erased from existence with the multiverse and the fact that
that's what I'm saying. Donovan and right. if they had sense, Don and Donovan would show right. up because the wells,
right?
Because they'd be from the other multiverse, exactly. Right. See,
yeah, because he was saying like the wells are from like all multiverses, and the fact that they're dead now, but he can still hear them. Yeah. There's no reason that they can't bring her back.
And it makes sense because on Supergirl, like even with bringing other aliens on Supergirls and stuff, like. People are running into their doppelgangers from other Earths, and they're combining and becoming one. So it would make sense to, like, let's say Nora or Don or Donovan. And yes, when I say Don, I sometimes mean the girl version, which is stupid because they name the kids the same.
I know.
So it would make sense, like, if they come from another, like, another Earth.
Right.
And their parents are dead on that Earth. Imagine an Earth where Barry dies or Iris dies and they, like, all collide. And then it's just they exist. Or sometimes, like, they show you, like, somebody may look like you, a doppelganger, but they don't share the same story. So it would make sense to, like, see Iris and Barry see somebody in the street that looks like Nora. And they ask her when they, like, Nora. And she's like, no, my name's Dawn. Like, that would be so cool. I would lose my mind.
I agree. I think that would be really cool. I think that this is the perfect time if they want to bring Jessica and not even Nora back, like a version of Nora. Like this would be the perfect time to do it. There's so many ways they could bring her back. Like there's like if we can see Zoom again. So they've been talking about Zoom a lot.
I actually want to see Zoom again. Zoom is such a good villain. I enjoy it when he broke Barry's back and dragged them all over the city.
I know.
It was excellent. Cool. It was really good.
That was good.
Really the one villain that I was terrified for Barry. Like this man was gone. Like Reverse Flash stopped being scary the third time we saw him in season one, but with Zoom, it was on sight. That was the definition of on sight. He was dragging Barry through cities left and right, breaking his back, breaking his face. Listen, he did not care. He will beat any and everybody up. The only flaw he had was Caitlin.
I knew
I said it.
It's okay though. Yeah, I think they're trying to bring back Zoom and like all these old villains. So if they can bring back Zoom from wherever he is, they can bring back Nora too. Like, I hope that they just take this time, like, see all these characters they have and, like, the potential for these storylines that would be really cool. Especially, I like the fact that you brought up, like the Speed Force manifestations. Like, especially, like, Nora as Iris's Speed Force manifestations, being that she's so connected to it, would be really, really, really nice. So, yeah, I hope we get Zoom back. And speaking of Thawne, like, what's going on with his... Because another person brought up of the Brown... Asia says that, like, they didn't trust the artificial Speed Force, and we obviously saw how that went in the episode where
Barry talked about it. I enjoyed the artificial Speed
Force. Right.
Honestly, I don't know why Barry got rid of his powers, because if Iris is there, he will be able to control his emotions, so partner that up with his smarts. Honestly, the vision that I have for the Flash is too excellent, and I fear Eric may never... ever give me the storyline that I truly deserve, and for that he can choke.
No girl. but I think for me, I think that I don't know, I want to know what's going on with Thawne and the artificial Speed Force, at least for like an update, because like they teased him.
Thawne dead. I'm tired of Thawne.
Like, yeah, or like, something. Thawne
needs to stay dead wherever he is. He needs to die. Like, we're tired. We know. You hate Barry. You want to be there. Like, with Thawne, I feel like they have used him so much that he loses his power. Before, when Reverse Flash shows up, it's like, oh shit. Like, everything was sideways. Like, everybody's, like, shaking in their boots. It meant something. Now, not so much. Like, it's overplayed. We know he's not going to kill Barry. He just... Honestly, I feel like he has a crush on Barry. Because there's no reason why he's doing all of this.
No, let's talk about how he had a crush on Iris. Like, we have so many things that we have to unpack with Thought. I need to see him release another episode.
I mean, it makes sense.
Figure out why he's... Right.
Yeah, and they never explained, like, his hatred for Barry. Like, in the comics, it makes sense. He wanted to be Barry. He was let down. So then he was the reverse of everything he was, and he was in love with Iris because that was the one true thing that Barry had that he could never have. That makes sense. The Thawne in the Flashverse, what was it? Like, he just hated Barry and killed his mom for no reason.
Yeah, literally.
Like, so, they didn't explain it. So to me, it's like, honestly, I feel like Thawne could have been such a good character. Not only did they overuse Tom to the point where whenever you see Tom, first, I'm tired of Tom. I feel like in the beginning, he could differentiate between the characters. Now he can't. I can't. Nobody can. We're tired. It was nice. It was done. I'm glad they wrapped it up. I don't want to see Thawne.
Yeah.
Unless it's Matthew.
I would like to see Thawne one more time to wrap that up, because they like teased him at the end of like season 5, like he'll be back and like whatever. I don't know. I just feel like we need to figure out what the heck is going on with him. Get that storyline over. Yeah.
Because they lied so much on Thawne. Yeah. Like, because remember when it was when they were fighting the aliens and stuff, I think. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he told Barry, oh, when you see me next time, I don't know what face I will be wearing. But then the next time they showed Thawne, he was working with Nazis. Like, he would never stoop that low. So, it's unforgivable. I'm done.
Yeah. At this point, I think we need to wrap up. We need to wrap up episode, figure out where he's at, what's going on with him, and then figure that out and, like, close that chapter. Because at this point, Barry doesn't need the Wells anymore. Barry, at this point, is so established as a, like, hero. He's been through so much stuff. He's older now. Like, I don't think he needs to, like, really be afraid of Thawne at this point. I feel like Barry has almost or nearly as much experience with the Speed Force and being a speedster as Thawne does at this point. So I feel like they're a fair match. Get that little fight over, like, that fight they've been waiting to have forever over. Figure out what's going on with him, and then we can close that chapter so we can move on, figure out where the show is going next. So they brought in the Sage Force and the Steel Force, all those forces. That will probably be where the show is going in the future if it ends, like, the new generation of species or whatever. So I hope that gets wrapped up nicely so we can move forward and see what's going on. And I hope we get to see Nora again. No, I just miss Jessica. I'm sorry. But yeah, I miss her. She's a good actress. Okay, so yeah, that's all we have for today. But I think that the next couple episodes in the next season. It's going to be very interesting. I'm very excited to see where they take it and just learn more about all these speed forces or the versions of them and just see how
what
things
do you think they're going to do with Ralph and those other characters? Like, what is it that you think they're going to do with everybody else? Cause, like,
well, you know what? I was really hoping they would keep Sue on the team. I don't know why they decided to write her off. Cause there was an interview
I think it's because Sue's story is too tied to Ralph.
Yeah.
Either they kill Ralph off or recast. I'm hoping for a recast. Yeah. Granted, Ralph was trash. But I hated the ending that they gave him last episode. Like, what do you mean, dip me out, stay flashy? What the hell?
Yeah, I did not like that. Yeah, I don't know. I hope we could see more Sue again. I really liked her. She could be some, like, at least some, like, brawn for the team.
She was a very interesting character. Like, right. She's not, like, Black Widow. This girl be wearing masks that look like somebody else pulling it out. Like, that was a very fresh and interesting aspect of The Flash. And I do hope they keep Sue and just recast Ralph.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Because I don't want to see her go. I really liked her actress, like the way she portrayed Sue. I thought it was interesting and fresh. I feel like they could have had Ralph be like, I need to heal because whatever happened to me was so traumatic that I just can't do hero stuff anymore. I'm going to go be a PI forever or whatever, you know?
It doesn't even make sense though, because my thing is with Ralph, he's literally an elastic. We've seen him transform into somebody in a different race. Like, so it wouldn't be far stretched to be like, hey, yeah, I have acid burn, so I'm reshaping my face to look like somebody desirable, and he changed into another white guy.
Yeah, I hope that someone asks Eric in an interview so he can give us, like, a not answer like Kevin Feige does, whatever, they ask him questions.
First of all, Kevin's a liar, so that's completely different. Kevin's a complete liar.
I hope Eric gives us, like, a little, like, maybe we'll see him again, whatever, so we know we'll see him again, because I really would like to see Sue and just see her again back on the team at some point. I like her actress in the Witch Bridger. So, yeah, I hope that they kind of bring that storyline forward.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm better for Cisco. First of all, let's talk about Joe for a minute.
Yes, that.
They have taken. Joe used to be such a good father, guys, that everybody wanted Joe to be their father.
I know.
And this Joe that we have now is such an awful father.
Oh my gosh, he didn't even know that Iris was
ridiculous.
Like.
He doesn't even care about Gemma, whatever her name is. And she's, like, what, 3 years old
now? Yeah, that's, like, the only daughter. Like I feel like there's going to need to be, like, a whole, like, if they want to go there with Iris and her emotions, there needs to be a whole why aren't you there for me kind of thing. Like, what is going on? Like, honestly, only focus on my little sister. Like, what is the deal?
First of all, they shouldn't have given Cecile and Joe any type of child. They're too old for that. And clearly, because we never see that kid anyways.
I know.
And second of all, another person we never see, Joni. What is she what is she doing with her little feminism train? Is she still stripping for feminism? Like, what's going on with her? And first of all, Cecile's awful. Last episode, this girl, with the one with the power, literally ran away and left her human husband with a gun.
Oh my gosh.
Alone to fight, and she crawled her ass all the way to freedom and safety, and she said...
It would have made more sense for... Joe's trying to be, like, heroic, but I think he should have gone, because at least Cecile could have, like...
It doesn't make sense. Why would you go? You have powers. And we can see the previous episode, like, when she... Like, her powers are getting stronger, because I think she, like, choked the girl that makes your mind spin and stuff.
Yeah.
She choked her mentally or something, like... So my thing is, why would you run away and leave your vulnerable husband with only a gun fighting against people who are crawling out of mirrors when you have powers? It was such a mess. Like,
I really hope that we get to see good direction. I think that we're shaping up to have a really good storyline and season. I hope that it's good. And I don't know. I think that with all the mirror stuff done now, I hope that it's just... Like, I hope there's not, like, a really, like, annoying meta of the week. I just want it to be new and fresh, and I think we're getting there. I hope it's cool. I hope we see some characters that I would like to see, like Zoom and Nora again. But, yeah.
What about Ross? Because don't forget, Remember when she had Speed?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Like,
I don't know. I think that was, first of all, that was a whole retcon because there was something in one season about like her having so much like ice in her body that like it would burn off the speed, whatever. And I don't think it makes any sense. Yeah,
because speed is hot and her, she's cold. Right. Like, it would literally cancel out and kill her.
Right, exactly. So I don't know what they were doing with that. It would make more sense if they had like, who else? Who was using Mom?
Allegra.
Allegra, right. Allegra or something like that. Like, also, I hope she gets a better storyline. Allegra. Oh my gosh.
Like, she annoyed me so much. How are you going to cry over Wells, who you were so rude to the entire time this man existed? He breathed next to you. You were annoyed. You told him to leave you alone. You hated him. He's not your father. But the minute he died, all of a sudden, tears left and right.
Yeah, that was kind of weird because she didn't, they had like that one moment near the end where he like died and to protect, like it just didn't really flow.
And he didn't
like,
even die directly for her.
Yeah, it just didn't make,
this is what I hope anyways for the upcoming season. This is what I want. I want the next big bad, like I had tweeted, to be a journalist. Somebody who truly just wants to get to the top or just has a hatred for Iris of some sorts and finds out, like, see her like kiss the Flash or something and write an expose and expose her, and then all of a sudden, you know, the news is on her 24 hours. Everybody has to evacuate Star Labs because they're like, the journalist is going to be writing stories and he can be in cahoots with people and send them to distract Barry and Iris, since he knows, like, or she knows that Barry's the Flash. Would make sense, like, why they have a villain of the week every week, because they're sending people to distract them so they can gather evidence and write an expose and reveal the Flash's identity to the world and reveal, like, who Cisco is and all that and the third. I feel like that would be so much more interesting, because at this point, even when they fight powered people, it's just so boring. Like, I want to see them go against a regular person who just got tired of them. Like, their world's always in trouble. Like, honestly, I want to see something exciting, and I feel like, I don't know, man. I don't, it's just, they need to do better.
That's a really good, really good storyline. I hope that we get something cool. I don't know. I think that we are shaping up to have a good season and storylines moving forward. I hope they keep up with that.
Yeah, and, like, the last two episodes, and I really hope that, like, COVID, granted, everybody was stuck inside and everybody put on their creative hats and everybody was writing stories left and right. So I hope the writers, like, got their creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
And they came up with some good storylines that are not boring and they make sense and everything's good.
Yeah, I completely agree. So with that, I hope that we get to see some cool stuff coming up for The Flash in the next couple episodes. So this has been really fun, and we're going to be back, obviously, for next episode to talk about the new season, technically. The new season already started, but yeah.
I know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter, at The Pipeline. All right, thank you. Bye, guys. Bye.